Mishnechetz, k'maaseu b'chol, kach maaseu b'shabbos. Just like the actions which were done on a regular weekday, if Erev Pesach fell on a regular weekday, so too it would be done like that in exactly the same way if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. The service of the Korban Pesach overrides Shabbos, and everything we mentioned would be done in exactly the same way. Elo, except that there was one thing which the Chachomim preferred and said that what should not be done on Shabbos, but the Kohanim nevertheless still did. And that is, Sha'akarnim medichim es ha'azara, the Kohanim would wash the floor of the courtyard, Shalokir tzon Chachomim, which was not according to the desire of the Chachomim. And as the Gemara explains, there was a stream of water which went through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And because there was so many korbanos being brought, there would end up being lots of blood on the floor. So in order to clean it every now and then, they would close up the stream for a little while, until the stream reached its top and overflowed slightly onto the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And that way they would use that water to clean the floor of the courtyard from the blood. And then when they would open up the stream again, this would flow back into the stream with the blood. Now, Midrabanan, it's forbidden to wash floors on Shabbos, or even to sweep earth floors, because there are lots of holes in the earth, and you might come to fill in the holes, perhaps with other earth, but that is forbidden on Shabbos. It's considered a bit like building, and so Midrabanan, it's forbidden to wash the floor on Shabbos. And even though there's a general rule that Ein Shavus B'Mikdosh, the rabbinic prohibitions of Shabbos do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, at least according to this opinion, this is only true for things which are necessary for the service of the Beis HaMikdash. But since washing the floor is not part of any of the actual service of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not part of any bringing of korbanos, for example, so for things like that, the rabbinic prohibition still applies. And therefore the Chachomim were not happy about this, but nevertheless, this is what was done, and no change was made on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kois ho'imamanim edam hatarovos. They would fill up a cup, this is talking about on any day, not just Shabbos, they would fill up a cup of all the mixed types of bloods which are on the floor, all the different types of bloods which are there from the day's korbanos, and taking all of that blood in a cup, Zerokiz Rika Achas al Gabi Mizbeach, he would throw that blood as one throw onto the Mizbeach. Now what exactly is going on here? So depending on when the blood spills from the animal onto the floor, depends on whether it can be valid for the Mizbeach or not. And the two main types of blood are Dam HaNefesh and Dam HaTamtzis. Dam HaNefesh refers to the blood which comes out of the animal's neck as soon as it is slaughtered. So that initial run of blood outside of the body, all of that blood is known as Dam HaNefesh. And that is really what the Kohen catches in his utensil and passes down the line until it's thrown onto the Mizbeach. The Dam HaNefesh is the main blood which is thrown onto the Mizbeach. Dam HaTamtzis refers to the blood which comes out after that initial flow of blood, and throwing that blood onto the Mizbeach is not considered a service for the korbanos. Now, most of the blood which would be on the floor would be the Dam HaTamtzis, which one does not fulfill any service for the korbanos by throwing onto the Mizbeach. The reason being that the Dam HaNefesh was mostly, and pretty much all of it, was caught by the utensils by the Kohanim. As soon as they would shecht and slaughter the animals, they would catch the Dam HaNefesh, the original blood which flows out of the animal, in their utensil. So most of the blood which would end up on the floor was the blood which comes out after that. Now in general there is a rule that if two different substances are mixed together, then the majority, whichever substance takes up more of the mixture, that is mevatel, it nullifies the other substance in the mixture, and we view it all as if it is the substance which makes up the majority. Now in this case, the majority of the blood on the floor, and by extension, the majority of the blood which he picks up in the cup is going to be the Dam HaTamtzis, the blood which flows out later on from the animal, which is not part of the service of the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the majority, it's going to nullify the Dam HaNefesh, which is going to be part of the service of throwing on the Mizbeach, which means that we would treat it all as if it's Dam HaTamtzis. So throwing on the Mizbeach is like doing nothing. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that they would throw the blood onto the Mizbeach? The answer is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since both substances in this mixture are the same type of substance, at the end of the day they're both blood, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that bittul, nullification, does not apply to two substances of the same type. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein dam mevatel dam, blood is not mevatel, it doesn't nullify other blood. Which means that when you throw it onto the Mizbeach, the part which is Dam HaNefesh is still considered Dam HaNefesh. And so there is a purpose in throwing it onto the Mizbeach, because it could be that for one of the korbanos, one of the animals, its Dam HaNefesh was not thrown onto the Mizbeach. So by picking up the blood from the floor, you're making sure, you know, chances are that included in this blood is Dam HaNefesh, which needs to be thrown onto the Mizbeach. However, the Chachom did not agree with the way the Rehuda, because they hold that since the two different parts of the blood have different statuses, and one is considered valid blood, one is considered invalid blood, that is enough to cause nullification.